Hi, everybody. It's so great to be learning together. And this week from Sharei Oraz, Halakha of the Week, we're going to discuss a very interesting tshuva from Rav Avad Yosef in the newest volume. This new volume has bunch of printed letters that and little articles that Rav Avad wrote that clarify his position about a lot of very important issues. And the one that we're going to speak about now is quite important. Now, in Yechaveh Da'at, Rav Avad has a psak halakha where he allows one to kosherize a conventional oven by just heating it to its highest temperature. To kosherize a conventional oven from chametz to Pesach, that would be allowed. In Rabbi Omer, he allows the same from milk to meat, and back and forth, of course. Just all you need to do is take the oven, clean it, and then put it to the highest setting. Leave it the highest setting for about an hour, and that is considered to be kosherizing. That's hagalah. That's a proper hagalah. Why would it be a proper hagalah? Because we have this concept of one of the svarot behind this is that the most important basis of haksharat kelim, of kosherizing utensils, is that kibola o kach polito. The way it comes in is the way it goes out, or the way the Rashi describes it in his perush to the Chumash in Parashat Matot, which is the makor for Hagalat Kelim, the Kelim, kosherizing the Kelim that we captured from Midian in the war that we waged against Midian. There, Rashi puts it, kitash misho, kachach shero. The way it's used is the way it becomes kosher. As the Gemara says, if it's used with boiling hot water, you kosherize it with boiling hot water. If it became non-kosher, or chametz through use of fire, you kosherize it with fire. Mayim. Very easy way to use the idea. Same thing here that Rav Avadja and Rav Soloveitchik felt this as well, that you apply this to a conventional oven. Even though when you say it's not liquid, it's with fire, but since the maximum temperature in a conventional oven is 550, that's the way you can kosher. You can kosher it at 550. And this seems to make a lot of sense. Now the question is the following. That Rav Avadja says this regarding chametz to Pesach, and he says this from basar b'chalav to chalav, and vice versa. The question is, what about from non-kosher to kosher? Can you be lenient by that as well? Well, that's not so simple, because as follows. When it comes to chametz, when it comes to Pesach, when it comes to basar b'chalav, there what we're speaking about is hetera bala, that it absorbs something that is mutar, and chametz is mutar during the year. And basar b'chalav is certainly mutar. You just want to exchange one to the other. There you can be more lenient. That's explicit at the end of the Gemara, in the end of Masechet Avodah Zarah, that when it comes to hetera bala, when it comes to absorb something that is permissible, even if you need eish, it's sufficient to do the hakshara, do the koshering with boiling hot water. And therefore, even if you're going to say that this is not considered to be a proper Hagalah, you need Eish. If you need Eish, even 550 Eish absorption requires a full Eish, now it's like 700 degree Eish, even if you're going to argue that for conventional koshering, but when it's hetera bala, there you could be more lenient, even though when it's Isur Bala, it absorbs something prohibited, you'd require full-fledged fire. When it comes to chametz to Pesach, and when it comes to basar v'chalav, you can be more lenient. So therefore, Rav Avadja, in the seventh volume in Yechaveh Da'at that just came out this year, there's a letter there, it's printed there, he says as follows, that we can be lenient for Balei Tshuva. Balei Tshuva makes it easy, we want to make it easier for them. We have this concept many times in the Gemara, Takanat HaShavim. We want to go easier on the person doing Tshuva, and we'll allow him to kosherize this conventional oven just by heating it putting it at the highest setting, leave it there for an hour. After you've cleaned it out really, really thoroughly, that's not only good for Pesach, from Chametz to Pesach, basar b'chalav, but also it will be good even for even for non-kosher to kosher, but that's only for balei tshuva. In your conventional situation, Rav Avadya says he's lenient only regarding hetera bala, chametz to Pesach, or from basar chalav and vice versa, not from not kosher to kosher. This is the way he said he was posek for his son who headed the kashrut organization that Rav Avadya Seif established, but that's Beit Yosef. And he was machmir for them when kosherizing from not kosher to kosher under your conventional in your usual circumstances, and that's what I'd say. Most people will say if you go into a new house, and the oven is not kosher and you have to kosherize it, so you're gonna not setting it to the highest degree is not going to be enough for Sfaradim. Rather, you should you're gonna have to burn it out. I know that this is something that Chabad is very into. So you can ask. I guess you can ask a Chabadnik to come and one time blast out with a fire out that oven and make it and kosherize it. And then going forward, if you want to kosherize it from Pesach, from Chametz to Pesach or Basar v'Chalav, that's already you can be filed the more lenient view of just putting it to the highest degree. And that would be sufficient to kosher in those circumstances. Wishing everybody a great, great week.